This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Too often, we need to be reminded that words do matter. We know the Bible as the Word of God, of course, but today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein considers how God and the Bible looks at our speech and what's expected of us, not only as we pray, but in our interaction with one another as well.
In the story of Genesis, it says God spoke, that every day when he created different things, he would speak it into being. And I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but it's a little bit funny, right? There's nobody here yet to hear God speak. Why did God speak in the story of creation? So that we could learn from God that every time we speak, we are in the image of God and we are able to create just like God. What is the blessing and the gift of speech that God gave us? It's the ability to create. Because every time we say something, we're creating something. So there's even something called Lashon Hara in Hebrew, it's called, when you speak bad about someone. And it's forbidden from the Bible to speak bad about someone. Why? Because when you speak bad about someone, you're creating bad things for them. You're creating bad things around you. You're making a bad creation. And as creations of God, we have to make sure to always create only good things. What God created was perfect, right? God looked, he saw what he created was good. And so what we learn from that is that everything we say, we have to know what we're saying is good.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Check out Yael Eckstein's book, Holy Land Reflections, a collection of inspirational insights from Israel at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.